Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. All you need is love.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag. All you need is love.
All you need is love. Mr. Goliath in the building. David!
Why David?
Donovan!
Wow! What an intro! Although, David is my second name. My name is Donovan David Goliath. So you get half an apology.
Okay, there we go. See, it's a Romani. Could feel there's a David in there somewhere. How are you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I walked in here, guys, and it was loud. Saul is here.
Yeah.
It's crazy times. Danielle is a businesswoman, so she was busy there. You know, I saw, you know, when you see graphs, like on your iPhone, there's that app that nobody uses, the stock app.
Yeah.
Danielle was the first person I've seen using it. Actually, looking good. Oh, okay, all right. blah, blah, blah. Don't you find it strange, Nell? Like, our parents watch the weather.
Yeah.
Right? And then they sit, and then the gold and the oil come on, but they comment on it. Ooh, gold down. Got nothing to do with any of this. But you are commenting, ha.
Code. Anything.
You don't need FTSE, but you don't need FTSE.
Oh, Christ.
It's bad, guys. Come see, man.
It's
FTSE. Ah.
You're an idiot. Love it. So we're sitting here off air comparing baby pictures.
Yes.
Your daughter's turning one. Your first child.
My first child. Yeah. Yes. Wow, guys, what a thing. You know, it's happened so fast. And it's... You know when
you
time moves...
making wasn't too fast. I'm just joking. Moving right along. Yeah, let's go.
What? Time moves. You see, now you've broken my flow because I'm about to talk about time. Time moves fast and slow. My whole philosophical explanation on why it's beautiful to have a baby is completely ruined because of Danielle.
Man,
but it's true.
The ruiner of good things.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But time moves fast and also moves very slow at the same time. Like, I remember every single detail from when she was born, the way I cried.
Really?
Yeah. Guys, I thought...
You were there.
Yeah, I was there. I cried, and I couldn't help it. But then somebody said it to me, and they explained it well. They said, you've been in anticipation for 9 months.
Mm.
You've been holding it in. You're waiting. You don't know what he or she's going to look like.
Mm.
You know, if they're going to be a healthy baby. You know, all these things start playing in your head. And then you finally see her, and you hear her cry, and it just all comes out. Mm. One of the doctors was actually like, can somebody please get this man a chair? This is a little... It's getting a little ridiculous now. He might
be...
Guys. People have explained... They've tried to explain. People with kids have tried to explain. Until you have that kid, only now. Now I know.
There's no feeling.
There's no feeling for that feeling. But it's been such an amazing journey. My wife has been, such a wonderful mother to her. Like, she's really, carried, I don't want to say carried the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say... She's really taken on the load, you know, and really been there every step of the way. It's beautiful. It's beautiful having a baby, but it's also beautiful having a partner, you know, who you're now sharing this amazing thing with. You know, we get in it together and we kind of raise somebody who's hopefully going to change the world for the better.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's her name?
Sophia May.
Wow, she sounds famous. That's a famous people's name.
I did it on purpose, Saul. Mm. You know, whenever she gets an opportunity, somebody must go, you know, just based on the name.
Yeah.
She should be
Sophia May.
Sophia May, like making headlines.
Exactly.
Sophia May launches, Sophia May travels to, Sophia May does it once again.
In like a makeup brand, Sophia May.
Sophia May.
Yeah, born again. You
Sophia
see now.
May, not
fair, fair.
So, but on the real though, you and your wife—you're like literally just two peas in a pod, eh? Like you are in a funny pod, actually. Eh?
Yes, and the one thing I thought you were going to say is a lot of people say that we look alike. Like she's just me with long hair and boobs.
Well, we can see through your daughter, though, because I even asked you, who does she look more like? Because she's, to me, it's like, because she's a baby.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a mommy face.
Yeah, she does.
But then there's also you there.
I know, there is me. It's when she looks really good, then it's me.
Then it's me. So you and wifey.
Yeah.
Been together long enough to start looking alike.
Yeah.
You've got literally the same character traits in terms of your sense of humor.
Yes.
Your Instagram content is out of this world. Yeah,
thank you so much.
The best.
Thank you so much. That was, and that was a mistake, you know. Well, not even a mistake. I mean, lockdown happened, and because we're both entertainers, she's a classical violinist, I do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
We had no stages to perform on. You know, so we needed to create something that would entertain us, but entertain people as well, because people would be at home. We knew they'd be on their devices, they'd be watching a lot of TV,
yeah, of course,
series, etc., etc. So we were like, hey man, why don't we just do something interesting, get on there and just start entertaining people, you know?
Has she always been funny, your wife, or would you say that's you rubbing off on her?
No, she has always been funny. You know what's the one thing that attracted me to my wife?
What?
This is a very simple story. The first day I met her, first day,
yeah,
right? Who even does this? She tells me the story of her grandfather, right? She's like, hey man, you know my grandfather used to have an extra little thumb, like on top of the other thumb.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just used to dangle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's funny. So, did you always say shab shab? Because. I'm sorry, guys. Anybody has two thumbs? I'm not trying to be offensive. This is part of the story. And then she goes, yeah. And the best thing about it is, he only ever used that thumb to open letters. Guys, you know how funny that is to me, that you have a single digit that has no other job but to open letters. So if he was still alive in this day and age, he would probably only use that like to text, or just like punch the screen. This is, guys, I'm really not trying to be offensive here, but I just found that to be so hilarious, because it's true. It's a true story. And then I was like, oh, you see a person like this, I can be with this one. Yeah, if you're willing to tell me a story like that, straight out the bed, I.
So she fell in love.
Yes.
She had you at Shop Shop.
She had me at Shop Shop.
All you need is love.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Janelle Monae and Jadena, Yoga, you love this
song. That song. Here's the other interesting thing about Jadena, guys. No?
Yeah.
When Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Had their first kid.
Yeah.
I was like, it's gonna look like Jadena.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Jadena.
Yes.
You know, it's gonna be a redhead kid.
Yeah, yes. Redhead. Are you a redhead? You're not.
I'm not a redhead, no.
You're not, you're brown, man. Blonde.
Yeah.
What are you blonde?
And guys, yeah, I mean, I'll pull it up. I'll pull up a picture and you look at me and go, you know what?
Yeah.
You. How did you transform? But we'll talk about it a little bit later.
No, there is. Yeah. Okay, it's time for Broken News with Sol Panduga and this guy over here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with Broken News and you're going to tell me.
What is this
one? Any opinions. It's just news that, like, things that have made me.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Well, we all thought when we started load shedding, we thought this thing was gone. And then this week, like a thief in the night, boom, stage two arrived on schedule.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
This is so weird. Like, I don't know what to say right now. You've got me stumped. I'm trying to think, like, of an interesting thing to say.
Quah,
is there another?
Quah, quah.
Yeah. That one died.
Fine.
That one died.
On.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
quah, that one died.
Don't
wow.
Worry. Apology accepted. Rare case of foot and mouth. Eguruleni Mayor Tanya Campbell spoke from the heart. Let's hear Tanya.
But I condone violence within the city. I condone that type of behavior within the city. And I condone racism within our city. Oh, sorry.
She condemns the racism.
Oh, no.
Violence.
I think
you know what, in a situation like that, guys, you know when your hands, you just feel hot, you know, when you realize what has just happened here.
Yeah
Oh my gosh, because you know that the internet is only going to cut that bit.
Of course,
they're going to stop it just before she says, oh my god.
Classically, just like what we've done. I think she had a true encounter with her ancestors. They spoke through her.
Oh! Wow!
Dribbled by her own mother tongue. And then we saw what happened in Kagiso. Yesterday, thousands of people came up and they were even digging for illegal miners. They were even smoking them out. I don't know if you saw
it. They were digging for illegal miners.
While they went into the illegal mine shop.
So wild. Yeah.
And smoking them up.
Wow.
Like they were hoying tear gas and the miners came out coughing.
Now you see,
we're not sure if all made it to surface.
Now that thing that we were speaking about earlier with our parents watching the news and then the gold prices and don't. Now you're going to see illegal miners as well down by because of smoking. No.
The price of illegal miners has hit rock bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Due to an incident where they were smoked out. Guys, what has happened? But...
Oh, man.
Yeah, when there's smoke, there's an illegal mine.
Sanbonani, guys. This is Donovan Goliath. And I'm starting my day on hashtag 959 breakfast with Danelle and my man Saul. Yeah, he paid me to say that.
We got a beautiful performance here by Meneer Goliath.
Thank you, man. I'm a natural.
We're breathless.
We went in.
All the way in. So tell me something.
Yes.
You got a nomination. You got a nod at the DSTV Content Creator Awards.
I didn't. I got three.
You got
We just need to clarify that.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Dope.
I did, man. I was super surprised, you know, and I wasn't gonna go to the announcement. I was at the traffic department because I'd lost my wallet. And okay, I just need to clarify something here.
I went to the traffic department.
I got my license in 20 minutes, guys.
Really?
Guys,
are you serious?
20 minutes. I walked in. I made a booking for 2 o'clock. I decided to get there at 1 just in case. I walked in. There were 4 people sitting there. I sat down. I asked somebody next to me. They're like, yeah, this is the line. I'm like, I'm in the wrong line here for sure. They did everything they needed to do. I went to pay, and then I realized, oh gosh, they don't take cash, and my bank cards were gone as well. Mm-hmm. So then I tell the lady, she goes, oh, don't you have Apple Pay on your phone? I'm like, excuse us. Guys, I walked in, I walked out, and I'm like, there must be. No. She's like, sometimes these things happen. 20 minutes, Marlboro Santon. Don't quote me, because now somebody's going to go to Marlboro Santon today and wait 4 hours.
And time them.
And then I got to the nominee announcement. You see how long I took just to get to that point?
Just to get to that point. The system was online.
As I sat down, 10 minutes in, first one comes up. Oh! Second one. And then it was the big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Content of the year.
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a big nod.
It is a big nod. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to win any of them because, you know, I'm up against very, very strong competitors. And it's the public has to vote.
What are you nominated for?
For which piece?
Yeah.
There was a piece my wife and I did for, it was a travel vlog. It starts out where we're in the car and I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? We are off to probably the most expensive destination we've ever been to. We've been before, but we're taking our baby for the first time.
I see.
So we shot this travel vlog. We drive, you know, it's all amazing, standard things. And as we're pulling up, there's a shot on me going, there it is. Do you see it? How amazing. And then my wife goes, look, Baba, look. And then we swing the camera and it's a BP petrol station. I speak about the architecture.
You're an idiot.
But the best part is we took classic touristy pictures in front of like the signs and stuff.
You guys are great spoofers though.
Yeah, you know what it is? It probably just comes from comedy because we take anything super relatable that people are already talking about so that you don't have to do too much with the setup.
Yeah.
You already know the gist of this is going to be about, but find a way to go left field and just sprinkle a bit of magic on top of it just to make it fun and interesting, you know, and tackle it from a different point of view. That's what we do, you know. We love parody. We love that kind of thing.
That's the word, parody.
Yes.
Uncle T, good morning.
Pratu.
Good morning.
It was good.
He's usually with the other two, but hey.
Oh,
how you doing?
I'm good.
The other Goliath. Yes.
Is anybody going to talk about or get the Hawks or get SARS involved to speak about this man's outfits?
Every day.
When he walks in here.
Every day.
There's at least 250K walking around.
Every day. It's a daily thing.
Donnie.
Come on.
Let me just hide my shoes.
No, he's the one who hooked me up with the whole online buying thing.
Yeah, how to go about it. Yeah.
Listen, if you want to know how to dress, that's the man to speak.
Okay.
Utsi, Dow Jones.
There we are, there by the news there.
That would be a great sneaker, like expensive sneaker store called Futsi.
And Dow Jones.
Just footsie,
ka? Huh?
It's right there.
Ufutsi nje.
Ufutsi.
Sidlala ufutsi futsi.
Ay.
Yayibona ke. Yayiva land.
Sidlala futsi futsi.
Futsi na futsi.
Futsi na futsi.
All you need is love.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag. All you need is love.
Alrighty, so, sir.
Yes.
Bye, donkey.
Thank you, guys.
Bombardiered it.
Listen, it was, this went very, very, it's like a bit too fast.
Nah? Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
a little bit too
you know,
fast.
Just as I started getting in, I was just like, oh man, it's time to go already.
Do you want to join us permanently? Do you want to be a radio jock?
Maybe.
Let's go.
You know, pretty good. What, no, you guys have the voices. I don't know if you guys noticed earlier on, like when Saul reads the traffic, it's like he starts speaking in cursive out of nowhere. You know, in the words, just like ice skate out of nowhere. Right, what? Guys, on Drew and Fontaine, we've got certain. It's always that. What is it? There's always that radio
voice. That sounds like Bonang, man. That sounds like that.
Yeah, so there's an accident right there. So please be careful.
I always ask myself. So when they speak like that on radio, right? Okay, when we... Yeah. Let me not isolate myself here. When you're calling to order a pizza, is that how you speak? Like, if you think about it, calling like a pizza parlor, and you're like, yeah. I'd like some extra mayo, extra feta cheese, exactly, mozzarella, like. Just some mushroom.
There's a TV.
Pepperoni, the original pizza.
And he does this thing, and I'm not going to say who it is, funny. But when he speaks, he's always just before he speaks, he's always just like... All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. It's been fantastic. What? And
who
you
know, is
you guys
that?
Now that I've said that, you're going to notice that you're going to be like, there's that mouth thing that Donovan spoke about. Yes.
Who is that?
I don't know what it is.
It's local or international?
It's local.
They've not moved abroad. They're here.
They are here.
Look in our midst.
No, not... They were...
They were here.
I see what you guys are trying to do. This is not a cable finding thing here. No clues. Done.
Oh, man. So, where are you this weekend, my buddy?
I'm in Botswana this weekend. Yeah. I'm leaving for Botswana.
Wow.
Yeah. In Botswana.
I love Botswana.
Today, tomorrow, shooting podcast on Sunday there.
Beautiful.
So, it's a Botswana Khabaroni Gabs weekend.
Beautiful. Nice, the chillers are going to be out and about. Tonight, I'm at Cotton Lounge, you know, after work, network, DJ Frankie, myself. Tomorrow, you can catch me at Propaganda. Naked DJ. Oh, I miss him. Naked DJ's birthday party. And then you can also catch me with Spear Knaves, Kings of the Weekend, at 012 Lifestyle Pretoria. Let's do this thing called shots. Guys, I look for shots over the weekend, eh? Monday to Friday is too sober. Saturday, Sunday.
Don't get him in a tub in, though.
No, definitely not.
Whoa. Shots fired. No.
Live light, laugh long, love the ones you're with, serve, sanitize those that you love. Don't forget, guys, choose your peace above anything else. If you're blessed, stay happy. Always.
Three quotes to remember before taking anything personally. Number one, people will love you, people will hate you, and none of it will have anything to do with you. Number two, the way people treat you is a statement about who they are as a human being. It is not a statement about you. And number three, when you fully understand how often people cope with their own insecurities, fear, and unresolved issues by projecting negativity onto you, you'll quickly learn not to take the things they say or do to heart. Those are their issues. Don't give them permission to make them yours. So the truth is, we don't know what someone else is going through. As they say, what other people do is a reflection of them, not you. So full stop.
All you need is love.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag. All you need is love. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.